This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour today of the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and a shirtless Doug Gottlieb hanging out with Aaron Donald and Von Miller, posing, drinking straight from the bottle, getting ready to go to Vegas. It is that baller lifestyle that Doug Gottlieb lives, and taking some time out of that to spend time with us talking sports today. Doug, thank you for taking time out of that, because I know, look, it's easy to get lost in that kind of weekend, but we appreciate you being here and hanging out with me for a little bit. Doug is speechless for the first time.
No,
maybe that's
I'm not speechless. Intelligence. I appreciate that. I had to put down the bottle of 1942. By the way, a reminder, intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. It's Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Yeah, I just got done partying with Cooper Kupp and the boys. And that's okay. I had the Amish beard working. I couldn't decide whether or not I was going to make you a fireplace or catch the game-winning touchdown pass. I did have a thought, and I wanted to share it with you, that you want to know why it's hard to repeat as a champion in any sport but like the NFL? Did you see Aaron Donald, not last night, the night before, at the Laker game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where was he sitting?
Courtside.
And what happened when LeBron James made a great move to the basket? Smacked him five. After the game, LeBron James hugged him. Then he's on late night with James Corden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And had you ever seen him courtside the Laker game before?
No, and I've never seen him on late show with James Corden either.
Correct. He's always, and it doesn't mean it goes to your head. It doesn't mean it changes the ferocity by which you try and kill the quarterback, because that's what he does for a living. But again, that's on the micro. That's just one guy. All of these guys are viewed and treated differently, right? The Rams in L.A. are not a thing. it's not just the victory parade. I'm not saying they have no fans. They have fans. Okay? But between USC has always been a bigger thing. Okay. And even USC's disastrous season this year brought more attention to USC because who are they going to hire? They hire Lincoln Riley. And all of a sudden that thing appears to be back up and running. Right. The Chargers take a little attention. The Cowboys are a more followed team because they've trained here during the times in which the Rams have been gone. They've always trained here, and then they've played here the past 2 years, the opening game in the stadium both the past 2 years, right, for each team. So with all that in mind, Aaron Donald's been the best defensive player in the NFL for the past 5 years, right? Nick Bosa, TJ Watt, those guys are right there in the discussion, but no one would argue that Aaron Donald hasn't been an absolute wrecking force for the Rams. And they've been in L.A., but this is the first time he's being recognized as such. Take down the micro and spread out to the macro to everybody on that team and how everybody is treated differently. And that's why it's so hard to fathom that they'll come back. And look, it was a bunch of plays go a different way. One play here, I mean, look, Tyler Boyd holds on. He has zero drops all year on third down. He holds on to that ball. Different outcome. Different outcome. And we can obviously get into the penalties or whatever, but, you know, the Rams just made plays down the stretch going back to, heck, the Tampa game where they fumble all. They tried to give it away with all the fumbles. And Tampa blows the coverage, and Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford make them pay. But again, this is like one play away. And now you think of how your life changes, how people treat you differently. And then you factor in how the game of inches, that is all sports, but especially football, and one play can change it. The likelihood of them being back where they are this year is so remote.
Yeah, but that's baseball, Doug. Yeah, that's baseball. Look, normally I would agree. And I would say yes, because we haven't seen a repeat champion. You're going back to 2004, 2005. It's been a long time. But the one thing that the Rams aren't getting enough credit for is being able to shut out all the controversy going forward. And this gets to why I think they can have a really good chance of getting back to the Super Bowl. Because when you play in a big market, normally a fair share of controversy comes with it, whether you're the Lakers, who are always seem to be riddled in controversy, the Dodgers, even in smaller markets. Tampa Bay had all kinds of controversy. Antonio Brown quits in the middle of the game and the Bucks are really never the same. Aaron Rodgers is enveloped in controversy all the time. But you look at the big market teams in New York, there's always something. And because the Rams here in Los Angeles, I mean, this is okay. There should have been stuff. There were injuries, but you know what? They overcame them all. It was no big deal. When Cam Akers gets hurt, doesn't matter. We're still going to run the football. We're bringing in Odell Beckham Jr. Robert Woods is hurt. Doesn't matter. Odell Beckham plays pretty great up until he gets hurt at the end. And the fact that when they were going through the tough times, there was no fracturing of the team. There was no so-and-so was saying this to the media and so-and-so. These are the whispers about Matthew Stafford behind the scenes when he had that bad three-game run.
But Jay, the media doesn't follow them. They're not a thing. They're just not. And that changes when you've won a Super Bowl. Now, listen, think about it. Matt Stafford, had we ever had a Matt Stafford Hall of Fame discussion in the history of national sports radio before this week?
No, we have not.
Okay. Has everyone had some level of it this week?
Yes, there's been some kind of discussion with it. Yes.
Okay. So the idea is, again, I agree with you. I agree with you. Like, it wasn't like Cleveland with the OBJ thing. OBJ came here and, you know, Robert Woods happened to go down like that same weekend. And it took him a couple weeks to figure it out, but nobody really like follows. It's not that it changes when you win a Super Bowl. Now all of the things that you do get magnified positively and negatively.
I see that, but I look at the Rams as like the Nets are in the NBA, right? Where the Nets are a big national story, but in New York, okay, they're always going to be behind the Knicks, and they're going to be behind the Yankees, and they're going to be behind the Giants. They're going to be like they're always going to be there. But nationally, they're a big story. It's KD, and it's Kyrie, and it was James Harden for a while. Now it's going to be Ben Simmons. The same kind of thing with the Rams. Rams are a big national story. They were good playing, but in Los Angeles, they're not in the forefront of the teams that people pay the most attention to. Now, part of that plays into, hey, it is a little bit easier when that happens. But still, big things with the Rams would get covered nationally. There would be Jay Glazer or Adam Schefter. Hey, Rams have lost confidence in Matthew Stafford, and they're looking at, and maybe John Wolford starts a quarterback this week, or something like that would have gotten out. But there was no level of that. And they were able to go through that part of this the season unencumbered and go, okay, when something comes up, we fix it. They got strong leadership in the front office. They got strong leadership at head coach. They got strong leaders on the team. And so when you take that out of the equation, that helps. But more so than that, I don't see a team, Doug, in the NFC that I say right now, boy, this is who the Rams really have to worry about for next year. I don't see it. There's good teams. All the great teams and the great quarterbacks are now in the AFC, and all the young quarterbacks coming up that can end your season on a moment's notice. There's a lot of guys there. In the NFC now, there's a lot of unknown. Aaron Rodgers, is he going to be with the Packers? Can you even trust the Packers in the playoffs anymore? Is Russell Wilson going to stay with the Seahawks? Kyler Murray's situation is insane with the Cardinals. Suddenly, he's unhappy. The entire NFC South is up for grabs. And in the NFC East, okay, the Cowboys are good, but the Cowboys can't get out of their own way. They can't snap the ball and down it when they really need to at the end. There's always going to be something with them. So I don't look at the Rams so much as I say, okay, they stayed on the path. They have good leadership. And now look at where the teams sit right now in the NFC. I don't see anybody where I go, boy, I'll tell you, that's the team next year. That's the team I got to worry about. Because you could say, let's worry about the 49ers. When it came down to it, they beat the 49ers. And now they're going to have a change of quarterback. Maybe Trey Lance is great and suddenly it's the new era of the 49ers. Maybe Trey Lance isn't any good. And they're a 500 team or less, and the Niners are going, boy, did we really miss on getting this guy? I just don't see anybody that worries them right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Packers are better than them. I think I'm interested in what the Niners look like with Trey Lance, and I'm interested in what changes in Seattle, and there will be a quarterback or two move to the NFC. One would think. But if the point is this is your point, and you tell me if I'm wrong. It's, I don't love the Rams, but there's nobody else I like enough to say unequivocally they'll be better, right?
I mean, it's hard for me to say they're better because I like the Rams to a certain extent, right? The Rams are real; they're at a high level. Are they at the highest of the high level? No, and normally that's what happens. Teams get past that way. I just don't see it. You know, it's kind of like the NFL draft. Some years there's a great run. Okay, what quarterback is going to be taken number one overall? Because there's so many good players, and somebody goes number one, and somebody goes number two, and somebody goes number three. And then there's years like this year where there's no quarterbacks, and we're debating who goes 1-2, and you know it's still going to be a first round pick, and someone's still going to be taken number one, number two, number three. But it's not clearly the number one, number two, number three of years past. Because as good as Aiden Hutchinson might be, he's not going to have an impact on the game like Joe Burrow. So it's kind of, you know, the competition is where, you know, that's a great equalizer, and that level is just not there in the NFC.
We do have a bit of breaking news, which I think we should get to. It is regarding football, but more college football. This is from Bill Hancock, who's the executive director of the College Football Playoff. The Board of Managers has accepted the recommendation of the Management Committee to continue the current four-team playoff for the next 4 years as called for in the CFP's original 12-year plan. At the same time, the Board expects the Management Committee to continue discussions on how a new format would go into effect for the 2026-2027 season. So, again, in summation, if you thought that there would be an expansion in the playoffs before the next 4 years, you, sir, are mistaken. They're sticking with this plan for the next 4 years.
You know, and this is a story that always baffles me, that this is how it gets forward. Because it seems everybody else wants an expanded playoff, right? It's better for everybody, right? There's more money to be made for everybody. There's more money in it for the teams, for the games, for the networks, for everyone. And yet it comes to it, and the College Football Playoff Committee always seems to poo-poo it and say, no, we're going to go with these four teams right now. Now, the SEC is going to be happy. They're going to have two teams in it every year, like they normally do. But it baffles me that this is what is able to be decided, because college football is the main decisions are made by big time power brokers and individual conference commissioners who make the decision. This is how we're going to go forward. And I don't get it where the rest of an expanded playoff would be the best thing for the sport, right? Expanded playoff was way better for Major League Baseball, and now they're talking about it because, hey, this is part of more money for the players, money for the owners. I just don't get that how this is not that what everybody seems to want that would help everybody, yet nope, we've studied it and we're staying at four teams.
Well, I'll give you the downside to it, right? Okay, so look, I understand that bowl games, especially the non-New Year's bowl games, right? The early bowl games, to many people, they're like the Winter Olympics. People don't care nearly as much. But you have to factor in that if you go to a 12-team playoff or any expanded playoff, those bowl games are going to go away. They just are. Or if you think they're not important now, like, yikes, it'll be really, really, really hard. Right? And those are valuable, not just in fundraising, but also like, look, half the teams that play in bowl games go home with a win. They feel good about themselves. Even the teams that go home with a loss, yeah, everybody goes on a trip. There's bonding to it. There's a celebratory aspect to it. Like, it's a little bit better than you think. Right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, if you continue to expand to a playoff, you add a third round to the playoffs. Now you're talking about 16 games. Right? And one, you're going to have major players injured for the actual championship game. The more games, the more likely there is to be injured. And the more games, the more likely to be injured. That's going to hurt you in terms of the product, but also hurt you in terms of the players themselves and what their own futures look like. That's absolutely an aspect to it. And then I think the last thing is the SEC acting in their own best interest. You know, getting Oklahoma and Texas, that's what screwed this whole thing up. You know, that's what screwed this whole thing up. Is that now no one, they barely trusted each other to begin with. But now you got ESPN, who owns the bowl games, trying to hold on to the college football playoff. Right. And they own the SEC network. So they obviously push for this. So they have better games. We have the other conferences like, well, why would I expand so they can get four teams in? Why would I do that? You know, yeah, there'll be more money for them, not for us. So we'll have our teams playing in bowl games that will now, all those New Year's Six, whichever ones go away, they're gone. They're no importance. So there's unintended consequences, some that are known, many that are unknown. And right now, basically, you have a plus one. And even then, like, it's the more rounds you have, the harder it is to have attendance. It sounds like people are just going to spend. But I mean, think about it. If you're an Alabama or you're a Georgia fan, I mean, this year, Alabama fans, they didn't travel nearly the same because every year. So, okay, you're going to give us maybe a home playoff game. Then we got to go to a semifinal. Then we got to go to a final. Like, that's a lot of money. So, and it's a lot of travel. So there are a lot of parts to it which are more negative than just us as fans going, hey, why don't they have a playoff? They should have had a playoff a long time ago.
Well, look, there's a lot of bowl games that could go away, right? You see sponsors change every year because it's a losing proposition. Boy, we lost a lot of money because nobody traveled. Nobody came to come see Utah State play Oregon. So we're kind of screwed there. Attendance, yeah, that's a thing, but really television trumps attendance. And if you're talking about a bowl game where you're taking some bowl games away, and you might not have to. You might not have to lose a lot of them. But, hey, if you lose a New Year's Six game, but instead of a New Year's Six game, you get Georgia and Michigan State or Alabama and Oklahoma in an extra game, yeah, I think that's worthwhile. I think the networks are going to spend a lot more money on it. I think it's going to wind up helping out a lot more conferences because you're going to wind up getting more teams in. You know, you look at the way the top eight finished this year was SEC, Big Ten, Cincinnati out of the Power Five. You had Big 12, Big 12, Notre Dame, Big Ten, Oklahoma, Big 12. You would still get teams out of the conferences that would be able to represent it. I mean, you'd have to expand this playoff to at least eight teams, but I think what you would be getting in addition to or in place of what you're losing would be a lot better. You know,
I don't look college and I think. Like, I've always thought six is the right number. Maybe eight is the max because what you want is the beauty to college football is okay, that more games matter. Look, I love college basketball, okay, but it and they all mattered when I played them, and I think they matter to the players and the coaches, but to fans, it's really, really hard to see Oregon State go 10-10 in conference play, then go to Elite Eight, or UCLA and how they finished last year, and they're one shot away from going to a national championship game, right? And whereas, you know, in college football, your games do matter. And the more you expand, the more you water down the importance of conference play. To me, it is paramount that you grant immediate admission to anybody who wins a Power 5 league. Those leagues, you win it. That's how you value their conference play. That's how you get those games to matter. And then the number of at-large spots, that's how you determine how valuable those spots really are. And once you get past 6, now you're watering it down. You get to 12, and now you're saying it's going to be all SEC teams. Mostly SEC teams. That's the likelihood of how it'll end up playing out.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Doug at Gottlieb Show. Again, the breaking news a few minutes ago. Bill Hancock, executive director of the College Football Playoff, says we're going to have the College Football Playoff as is for at least the next few years. They will continue a new format that could go into effect at the earliest 2026. 2027. More on this story as it is developing. But coming up next, it's the NBA at the break as we get set for All-Star Weekend. We got big-time injury news involving Anthony Davis and others. Keep it right here. That's next. Jason and Doug, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Dentist. Although you and I would do a great show together, Doug, the two of us. I mean, we do great stuff here together. You and I do a great show together every day.
So you're trying to recruit me to be on the Jason Smith Show?
I am. I'm trying. I don't have a lot of things to offer you, but I can just have, you know, a few things like, hey, we'll have sandwiches.
Wow.
Like,
that's Harman, a big thing. Harman's coming at me on Twitter the way that Acho came at me on. Harman's coming after you on Twitter the way Acho came at me on Twitter last night.
You want to get into that a little bit in a few minutes, or
sure.
How do you feel about that? All
sure,
right,
whatever.
Very good.
Whatever.
All right, so yeah, that's a Twitter beef that is really, really eye-opening. But right now, joining us now on the hotline, Fox Sports 1 analyst, Pac-12 Networks, Eddie House. He's on Twitter, @EddieHouse_50. Eddie, happy All-Star break. How are you?
How you guys doing, man?
I know Jalen, they lost last night, but I mean, I don't know. Have you been paying attention to this one, Jace? His son, Jalen, transferred from Arizona State to New Mexico, and Richard Pitino Jr. is kind of rebuilding New Mexico. His son and Jamal Mashburn's son have been killing it. And I'm like, look, there's a bunch of things to get into, but a lot of it, Eddie, is about like maintaining your confidence, isn't it? Like, that's, you had unbreakable belief in self, and your son has kind of regained that at New Mexico.
Yeah, he has. Well, you know, when your coach believes in you and basically tells you what he wants from you, and he allows you to do those things and sort of kind of play through mistakes, because we know the game of basketball is a mistake game. You're going to make mistakes, but you got to be able to play through them and have an opportunity to be yourself and play your game. And he wasn't given that opportunity at Arizona State, and Coach Pitino has given him all of the opportunity to play. And I mean, he feels free, and I'm happy for him that he's able to start enjoying basketball again. Because when you're not enjoying basketball, you've probably been there before. It's the hardest thing to do when you're not having fun playing the game.
I'll tell you, Eddie, I wish I had talked to you before this, because over the holidays, we went to New Mexico, and I wanted to get a tour of the pit. I always wanted to see it and hear about all the different reasons why it's so loud. And it was closed, and I couldn't get in. You could have got me in, Eddie. You could have got me in.
I could have pulled some strings, man. Next time, hit us up.
All right, so with the NBA here, All-Star break, Joel Embiid goes off last night, big game against Giannis. Who's your MVP right now?
Oh, man. I think we've seen two of the candidates last night between Giannis and Embiid, but you got to also put Jokic in the conversation. You see what Jokic is doing with his team depleted. He still has his team in the playoffs. You know, they're at the top of the standings, but they're definitely not at the bottom. They're right there in the thick of things in the middle. And if you look at what he's been able to do with less, you know, with no Jamal Murray out there, I mean, that's a big part of their team. And he's been able to carry them when they got the win over the Golden State Warriors a couple nights ago off of his pass. It's not just his scoring ability. It's his passing ability, him pushing the floor, setting guys up. I think those three guys, and what's ironic about it, right, is we all said people said the big man is dead, and you got three guys that are big men that are leading, to me, the MVP race.
Yeah, no, it is interesting on how the reemergence of the center specifically has taken place over the past couple of years. While we've been so caught up with the 3-point shots and how guards we thought took over the game. Who do you side with in the Durant Harden kind of divorce beef?
Well, I'm not going to side with anybody. I think at the end of the day, we know what James is, what his ability to play is never in question. Same thing with KD. But both of them can get sick of a situation very quickly. KD with the situation with the Warriors, and we've seen it twice now already with James. If they're not happy, and I think that's the one thing about it, is these guys that are the superstars and you are face of the franchise and franchise players, they have the power to make these moves. You know, people are in an uproar, like, "Oh man, what is the league going to do? The collective bargain is coming up. These owners are going to." Well, it's only a handful of guys that can pull that type of power move, and they'll be able to still pull those type of power moves because they're getting that type of money. a role player would never be able to say, I'm unhappy and I want to get up out of here. Oh, if you did that, trust me, you'll get up out of here, but out of the league, okay? So it's just two different dynamics. And, you know, I think it worked out for both parties, and I also think it worked out for both teams. But I think Brooklyn got the better end of that. You know, they got a rebounder. They got a floor spacer. They got a young guy in his prime that he's going to defer. He's not looking to get shots. He's looking to get guy shots. Instantly, he can help because he can rebound. He's 6'10", and he plays defense. They got better defensively. And then you pick up two first-round draft picks. Not that you need to draft somebody and hit a home run, but those are assets if you want to pick up another vet that can help you win a championship because their window is open now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I like the move. I like the move substantially. Can the Lakers be competitive in the playoffs if they can get healthy in time?
Well, you got LeBron James, so you're going to be competitive. Now, is that going to equate to you winning? I don't think so. I just don't think if you look at their roster the way it's constructed, I don't think that they have enough top to bottom. And look at the top of the West. Okay, I don't think they're going to be able to beat Phoenix. I don't care if they're healthy or not. I don't think they're going to be able to beat Golden State. I don't care if they're healthy or not. Memphis, they could probably give Memphis a run for their money, but what do the Lakers have a problem doing? That's guarding the perimeter, right? And you're going to have an issue with Ja Morant. He's going to stay on the attack. It's going to be tough to beat them. LeBron is going to have to put the team on his back and do what LeBron does. It's not out of the realm of things, but, you know, he is getting long in the tube. We don't see it in his play, but at the same time, you don't want to keep. He's going to have to play heavy minutes for them to even stay in contention to be in a playoff game or move up in the standings. So he's going to have to log heavy minutes coming up after this All-Star break. So I just don't see it. I did not like the Russell Westbrook move. I did not think that was a good fit. But really, that's not the problem with the Lakers. The Lakers is the problem is health, number one, and Anthony Davis to me. Anthony Davis just, you know, he was on a streak there of like four straight games with 30 points. Then Giannis came in, they got smacked. Then he plays a couple nights later, Nurkic outplays him. And there's just no way that Nurkic is supposed to outplay Anthony Davis anytime, anywhere. I don't care what is happening. That's not supposed to happen. And to me, Anthony Davis is the main reason why, because he's not available and he's been consistently inconsistent. And to me, that's the reason why the Lakers are struggling, because they definitely rely heavily on him to be there, to be at least in the game for them, so they can have a rim protector, another guy that can score. He's supposed to be the number two guy. He's just not been there for him.
Eddie, the Western Conference, really top-heavy. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about the Suns and the Warriors. You go to the East now, and you have six teams with the Celtics' recent hot streak, all within four games of the top. Who's the best team in the Eastern Conference?
I got to go with Milwaukee. I know they didn't get the win last night, but I like Milwaukee. We know Miami is, you know, all well coached, always going to be right there. Philly's going to make their push. But Milwaukee, when they get healthy, I think when Serge Ibaka gets all the way acclimated with everything that that they need him to do, I just think that Giannis is still one of the best players. Arguably, you could say the best player in the league if you want to. I mean, you can make an argument for that. I don't like discrediting these guys. I think that they've earned the right to have the respect when Connaughton comes back. That's going to help them a lot. I like Milwaukee a lot. I think they're going to be a tough out. And Giannis is just something about him. He is just he's a straight beast. I mean, for real, when he puts his mind to something, like last night a couple times, you know, Tobias Harris daring him to shoot and he makes those shots. That's what's going to make him – that makes him so dangerous, because now you can't just give him the three because he's going to knock it down. Now, if you start getting close to him, he can get by you. He's extremely strong. I like Milwaukee, but you're right. The West is top-heavy. It's almost totally shifted. When the West used to be the conference, the Eastern Conference right now, to me, is the best conference in basketball. It's a lot of parity in there, and you spoke about the Celtics. They were on a hot streak. They ended up losing to Detroit. They're going to be a tough out. So, I mean, I'm excited for this last little couple months, this playoff push, to see where teams are going to end up. And I think the playoffs is going to be amazing.
Yeah, we don't even know if Jamal Murray is going to be back, what he looks like when he returns. That could be a difference maker in Denver. Of course, Golden State, as they continue to get healthy and evolve. Eddie, great stuff. Make sure you tell Jalen congrats. I've been paying attention. He's having an awesome year. And thanks for being our guest on the Dan Patrick Show.
No problem. Thanks for having me, and I will tell him that.
All right. It's pretty cool. You know, like, he was at Arizona State, and they just had too many guards, and all those guys left, and look, if we're honest, New Mexico is down a level from the Pac-12, considering where New Mexico is currently, right, and trying to be rebuilt, but gone somewhere, gotten a great opportunity, and having a fantastic end of the season. He definitely could have given you a tour of the Pit.
Oh, you never.
That's a great place.
That was one of, when we went. We two places we wanted to go. We wanted to go to the Breaking Bad house, right, to see where, you know, Walter White was.
Sure.
And I said, I got to go to the Pit. And my wife was like, okay, sure. And we're driving, and it's like, you know, typical. It's such a cliche moment. We're driving. I'm going, and here's when they built the Pit, and the architecture did this, and this is why it's so loud, because you walk in and you see, you know, you actually go down when you come in. And my family's like, yeah, we're gonna drop you off. We're going to drop you off, and we're going to go, and then we'll come back and pick you up. Like, yeah, great. And I get there, it was closed. The entire Pit was closed. I'm like, there's nobody here.
You
there's not one
in?
Person here. No, I couldn't get
when,
in.
When was it? Was it like COVID? Was everything shut down? When was this?
It was after Christmas. So we went, it was actually
You couldn't
during,
get in?
No, there was nobody. Doug, there wasn't anybody there.
There's always
the
somebody. There's always somebody there.
I will text you
off air. There's you were trying like at the main entrance. That's the problem. Like, don't go
to the
main
entrance. I went all the way around. I went main entrance. I went the backside. I'm knocking. I'm not. Nobody.
You
I'm like,
to
how
the Davalos
is nobody
Center?
At
the you went to the Davalos Center where the basketball. That's the basketball center is attached to it. What's unique about that building is not just dug into the ground. Lots of buildings are dug into the ground. You're at a mile high altitude. And they redid it. I don't know. It feels like a decade ago. And they took out some seats and put in and redid boxes. It's awesome. So it's not huge. It's like 14,000, I think. What's amazing about it is they're the pro team of not just Albuquerque, but kind of the state. New Mexico State's a tremendous program, but they're the team in the state. And when you go to these college campuses, one of the reasons you want the students to be, like I saw UConn. UConn is back, right? Like Danny Hurley's got it rolling, and the students are back, and they were on campus in Gamble a couple nights ago in that place. And I'm like, you got to move the students down to the right on the sideline. And the reason is the students are into the game, right? The difference in that place specifically is I've never seen old people, they blue hairs, crazier than in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Like the students are like, whoa, hey, granny, that chant, it's a little bit too, like they are into it when they're good. When 2013, when that was Alford's last year, and I think they won the league 3 years in a row, whatever, that was the best environment, you know. I played in a great environment. I'm going to Duke tomorrow. I mean, those are the best environments in sports, not just in basketball, college basketball, in sports, where I mean it's just a hum and a buzz. Even when you're warming up, it's definitely on the bucket list. You should go. I'd say by next year, the following year, Patino will have that thing where they're competitive at the top of the league. You go when San Diego State comes in town. Hopefully, I think UNLV will be back by then. Even the Wyomings of the world, it's a great place to watch a game.
Oh, I'd love to hear some of that at the. And I thought just getting cursed out by the woman who owned the Breaking Bad house was going to be my highlight of the trip.
No, there's a guy named Snake who he may have been an extra in Breaking Bad. There's
okay.
a dude named Snake. He's an awesome dude. You meet Snake. Snake will show you the ropes.
So I go and knock on the back door and say,
yeah, we're Snake.
I'm looking for Snake. That's not going to end well. I can already tell that's not going to end well.
Correct.
Snake is here for you. The Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Dan. That's Twitter at HowAboutAFresca. Doug at Gottlieb Show. Coming up next, we're going to address what's been going on the last 24 hours with Doug and Emmanuel Acho. It has been something on social media. That's next right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes today. And if I can tell you a couple things about Twitter, number one, the biggest controversy today is going to be the latest word on Wordle, because nobody is happy about this, and I can't say I blame them. Doug, you a Wordle guy? Do you do Wordle?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I think it was four moves.
Oh, I got it in four, too, but there's already everybody in my house is upset because it could have been seven different words. I'm like, yeah, that's part of the game.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was a hard one, but it was my working. I will never solve it. I don't believe on the first or second line, but I think I'm protecting myself against ever not getting shut out. That's my thought on Wordle.
All right, yeah, because when you get, you got to keep that streak going. I always get to a point where I got to keep it. Even if I get it in six, I got to keep the streak going. I can't miss.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. It's like being undefeated during the season and losing in the NCAA tournament. I can't do it. I can't put that loss on me there.
And you can't do it. The Dan Patrick Show is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com, Mercedes-Benz the best or nothing.
Now, the other thing on Twitter, we alluded to it a little bit ago. You and Emmanuel Acho have been back and forth in the last 24 hours, and it has been eye-opening even for something on Twitter with guys disagreeing about sports. I can't tell you how many people last night on my show were like, hey, are you going to talk about this tonight on your show? I said, I think I'll talk about it tomorrow with Doug Gottlieb. I'm following this going, I can't believe what's going back and forth.
Well, I mean, like, look, I just thought, so I don't even know him. Like, I don't know him. I mean, he started working for Fox and his show's on when my radio show's on. So I don't know or have any previous to him coming at me on Twitter. I have no issue with Emmanuel Acho or his brother Sam Acho in regards to as human beings. Sam was on ESPN on First Take and he did his top five quarterbacks. And his order was Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, and Joe Burrow, which I proposed a couple things. One, maybe we call the show Last Take. Not really sure. Last Take. And I'm sure it's in regards to this, and I believe this. If you don't have Pat Mahomes when you're five best quarterbacks in football, you probably shouldn't talk about football for a living or to friends or to strangers, right? And I have a couple friends that are general managers or director of player personnel, and they would absolutely positively scoff, laugh. And one of them has one of these players as their quarterback, and they're like, if you could trade, they would go like, yeah, I'd take Pat Mahomes. Right? So, but this is all in regards to a take, right? Just a take. It's a bad take. And it's a really bad one because that's one of those... You're on ESPN, they send you an email in the morning, and then you send them a list back. And then they send you back like, are you sure you're missing Mahomes on this thing? Yeah, I'm sure. So you thought about it, rethought about it, and then said it on national TV, and then it's put on social media, and it lives forever. But Emmanuel just like went personal, said I'm a backup, and that made fun of the fact that we fill in for Dan or Colin or whatever, and then I'm a backup on TV, like... Okay, or as a backup in sports, which, you know, he just went super, super personal, which I find ironic because he was a backup in the NFL. And, you know, he came up through Longhorn Network as all of us kind of come up from somewhere. I've had a TV show. I've done the Final Four. I'm pretty proud of what I've been able to, like, just surviving in our profession for 20 years. Like, I was a good, not incredible college basketball player, played a little bit professionally, made a career of it, like, I don't really even know what you're talking trash about. Just that you're mad that I came at your brother's horrific take and he clearly doesn't like something about me. And so he made it super personal. And so I just said that he's a D word and he just exposed it for the whole world to see.
You know, and that's the thing is that this was sports. Like, I remember when you came at me a few years ago and I said, you know, I think Steph Curry's a little bit overrated. And I remember you tweeted, license to talk basketball revoked, right? And yes. You and I went back yes. and forth. And look, here's where we are because we're talking about sports. Okay, this is not something that, hey, you know, I think Doug Gottlieb's a bad husband and here's reasons why I have. Like, I know all these. Doug Gottlieb's a bad dad. This is a sports take. This was strictly about sports. Hey, you know what? How dare you? This is nothing
you had,
worse
wait,
than
you
is
had
said.
One. Wait. You had one. I came at you pretty. Was it Steph Curry? You had one. I want to say earlier this year where I was like, Jason, that's the worst take I've ever heard.
Oh yeah, and it was Steph Curry. It was about how can you vote Steph Curry MVP this year when it's about the other players? You know, them all taking a step up. I was on your show
right.
about it. We talked.
Oh,
about
that's
it.
Right. That's
yeah, we
right.
talked
right.
about it.
Which right?
Yeah.
It's a sports debate, right? Like you go back and forth about. Sport. It's like, did you know Rob Parker blocked me?
I did hear that. Yes, the Matthew Stafford thing has been a big deal the last few days. Yeah,
right. Well, he blocked me because, but he and he's been on. We've co-hosted Dan Patrick before, where he's still dying on that Tom Brady's lucky hill. I'm like, and my take has always been the same. It's like, look, you can luck is a factor in anybody's success. There's no human being on earth that doesn't have at least a small to sizable percentage of luck. But the guy's been to 10 Super Bowls? 10? Won 7? Like, at some point, you just go like, all right. It's like when, you know, when Steph Curry was coming out of college, I thought he'd be Jeff Hornacek. I just did. I thought he was too slight, couldn't guard. He's not really a point. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I didn't love him. I like Johnny Flynn better. I just did. Johnny Flynn, ball screen, point guard. Now, look, and it's fair. Johnny Flynn played in the triangle in Minnesota, which is a disaster for how he played, right? And Johnny Flynn hurt his hip. He's got, like, a debilitating hip injury. But, look, I was wrong. Like, you're gonna have sports takes that are wrong, that come out wrong, that you don't like, that you have. And my take to Rob was, like, Rob, it's okay to evolve on it. It's okay to go, like, hey, I saw Matt Stafford, and he choked a bunch. Or I thought he was, what's he called him? He calls him Stat Padford?
Yeah, Stat Padford, yeah.
Yeah. So, Stad Padford is what he called him. Like, look, at some point you go like, hey, man, that guy, he threw an incredible ball against Tampa, and he played really well down the stretch of the NFC Championship game, and he played really well down the stretch of the Super Bowl. Like, at some point you go like, hey, man, I'd tip my cap to you. But Rob wants to die in the hill. That's okay. You're allowed to. But you can't block people on Twitter because they're calling you out. Because, you know, all I'd ever say is, like, somebody check on Rob Parker. And I couldn't find him. It's like, why can't I find him on Twitter? And then I searched him out. I found him on Twitter. It's like, you're blocked. I was like, why am I blocked from Rob Parker? I like Rob Parker.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, to do what we do for a living and to have the debates, you have to get to the point where, okay, it's a sports debate and it's not personal. And you can continue on and continue have a relationship. And that's what, you know, what guys like Skip and Shannon do every day and everywhere. It's like, hey, you got to understand that when we're talking about this, I mean, nothing that's said is anything more than would be said on one of those shows. Oh, you shouldn't be able to talk sports anymore because with that take. We're talking about sports and it's a big deal. But you can still make your disagreements and say, I can't, you know, this is wrong and I disagree with you and I think you don't know what we're talking about. And you can still be friends with the other person at the end of the day. You can still move on. It'd be okay.
No, we're not gonna be friends. Rob and I can be friends. Rob's deal is like, he's like, why don't you tweet out when I have a good take? I was like, Rob, I can't follow you now. You block me. I don't know when you have a good take.
Oh boy.
I just know that the Tom Brady one and the Matt Stafford one, those are bad takes.
Oh, man. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show, in for Dan and the Danettes. Great stuff today, Doug. And are you working today or are you off the rest of the day?
I'm off. I'm going to Duke.
Hey, now that's a goodbye. Colin Cowherd coming up next, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.